Welcome to Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio, channel 869.
But a warm welcome in studio to two guests who are going to be with me for the next 10 minutes or so. And it is all to do with water polo. Let me introduce you first of all to Colin Rex. Colin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And thank
you
for coming up. Always good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. And also with him is Zachary Nicol, who is an under 15 polo, water polo player. Hi, Zachary.
Hello.
First time on radio?
Yes.
It's cool, eh?
Yes, it is.
All right. So we're going to be talking about the upcoming Parktown Boys High, who are hosting annual BDO Indigo under 15 water polo tournament. What is the annual BDO Indigo Water Polo Tournament?
Well, it started started quite a long time ago, and originally it was just a provincial tournament, but now it's grown into a national tournament where about 20 schools attend, and we host it every year. It's just for the under-15s, and it's the biggest under-15 boys water polo tournament that you get in South Africa.
Okay, how did it come that you were hosting it? What led to that decision?
One of our old boys, Craig Hines, is in the band called Watershed.
He's Watershed. One of the old boys.
Yes, he's
Craig.
An old boy. Yeah. And his song, one of his songs called Indigo.
Yes.
And he was also a water polo player, so they named it after his song.
Wonderful. We play that song often on radio here. Craig Hines, small world. And Zachary, for you, how long have you been playing water polo?
I started in grade 8.
And now you're in?
Grade 9.
Okay, so you're quite new to it.
Yes.
It's insane. I mean, I don't know why people play this game. Do you have to have a supreme level of fitness?
Yes, definitely. A lot of swimming up and down, need to be fit and physical.
And how do you get to that level of fitness?
Coaches, they push us to our limits.
And what sort of exercises do you have to do? I mean, is it all in the pool, or are there other exercises like track, running and stuff you have to do as well?
Most of it is in the pool, but every now and then we have a few supersets where it's in the pool and out.
Okay. All right. How many in a water polo team? I don't even know.
In the pool at one time is 7 on a team. And then you do get about 6 on the bench with the coach and then the manager.
And you have, what are they called, chuckers? Like in,
yes.
I guessed. So in polo they have chuckers as well. How long is a chucker?
Between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the age group, obviously.
Yes.
So it's 4 chuckers in between 5 and 10 minutes for each chucker.
Okay, and you must have set positions, Zachary. You have a goalie, and you have give us some of the positions.
You get a hole marker, a hole man, your 2 points, and your wings.
Okay, and you're not allowed to touch the bottom of the pool. Is that right?
You can, but you shouldn't, because the time, it's quick game, so you only have 30 seconds to get up the pool and score a goal. So it's quick.
What do you mean you only have 30 seconds to from the time you get into the water to the time you score?
No, it's each team. So if you get the ball, you only have 30 seconds to get to the top of the other half and try score. But if you lose the ball, the other team gets 30 seconds.
Okay, I get it. And is it a rough sport, like you hear people commenting about, that people get dunked under the water and punched under the water and stuff? Does that happen?
To a certain extent, obviously it's not condoned. If a ref sees it, then obviously you do get punished for it. But I mean, as a ref myself, you do miss quite a lot of things that happen underwater. You can never be watching 14 players at one time.
Yeah, and there's only one ref.
There's two refs, one on each
one
side
on
of
each
the pool.
Side. Okay. And you've got nobody sort of in the water keeping tabs on
things. No.
So it's difficult to see. I mean, if you're kicking and swimming and what have you, underneath, anything can happen. It's like the middle of a scrum.
Yes, yes.
Pretty much anything can happen.
Yes.
And so how long is each game then, Zachary?
It's between about 14 minutes or so.
And aren't you tired when you get out?
I think 30 minutes, roundabout.
Okay. And when you get out the pool, are you not tired?
Yes, definitely. That's why we try our best to work hard for those few minutes, and our coach gives us a break and gives other people opportunities.
So the people who are kind of on the bench, does each person who's in the water get only one chance at that chukka?
No. If a goal is scored or there's a timeout or break in play, you are allowed to sub as long as the substitution procedure goes in the correct way. So they have to swim to the corner, other guy gets in, and then he can go. So you can just do rolling subs the whole time as long as the procedure is done in the correct way.
So you could get a player like Zachary who could get into the water for the whole length of the game.
Yes, he could play the whole length of the game.
You must have to be really, really fit. I say it again. I mean, I think it's insane. And during that time, is anybody allowed to score a goal? Can anybody defend a goal? Can you put your hands up as a wing, for example? What do you call it? Is it a wing?
Yes.
Can you put your hands up and defend a goal, or is it only the goalie who can stop
yes,
a goal?
Yes, everyone's allowed to defend a goal, but as an outfield player, you're only allowed holding one hand up.
Okay, and the goalie, what can he do?
Hold two hands up, but as an outfield player, you're not allowed to touch the ball with two hands. So only the goalkeeper is allowed to do that.
So you receive the ball, you're trying to hold it, balance it in the air, and you're treading water at the same time, and everybody's attacking you for the ball. It must be quite hectic.
Yes, it is.
What do you do in winter? Do you play in winter as well?
The kids do have an option to play a winter sport, but we do offer winter trainings. It's like pre-season training.
Okay, so do you winter? There aren't any games that take place during the course of winter.
Not at Parktown.
All right, so let's just have a look at this tournament that's coming up. Parktown Boys Annual BDO. What does BDO stand for?
It's an accounting firm. It's actually just
is that
just
BDO?
Right next to us. Yes.
Okay, and they are sponsoring. Now, the other schools around the country come to visit Johannesburg to participate. Probably a lot of those schools, it's their first time up to Joburg. Where do the pupils get accommodated, all the people who are playing?
If they do request to stay in the hostel, they are allowed to. This year we are hosting four schools in the hostel.
Yeah.
And then the rest, they do stay in hotels around the area, or if they do have family, obviously the kids can stay with family.
Okay. Now, you guys, Parktown Boys, this event is regarded as a premier event on National Schools Water Polo Calendar. The schools you get here, are they all top-notch schools, or are they some cool schools who are sort of starting out in water polo?
No, all of them are about high school, high-level playing water polo schools.
So if you're a newbie to the sport, you're not going to get to Joburg this year. You might get there next year.
Yes, obviously we do take the highest caliber of water polo teams.
Yeah. 20 schools bringing about 270 boys to Parktown Boys High. And this lasts for what, a weekend?
From Thursday to Sunday, yeah.
I bet there's a lot of partying as well, Zachary.
I'm actually not sure about that.
Depends on what the coach says. Hey?
Yes.
Okay, so this is every year, includes the best teams from all over the country. More importantly, I suppose, it's driving a great cause. Tell us about the cause and tell us about what you're supporting this year.
This year we are trying to raise funds for the Sunflower Foundation Fund. One of our boys last year, he was in matric. Matthew Martins, he actually passed away of leukemia.
Oh dear.
He fought a three-year battle against leukemia. So it was very hectic for the school.
Yeah. So the Sunflower Foundation is your main thrust for raising money. Do all funds go into the Sunflower Foundation?
Yes. Each player will be wearing bandanas, which will be sponsored by Parktown Boys High School.
Yeah.
We will be paying that fee of 25 Rand, and we are supporting people to come down, as the Sunflower Fund will be there in the gazebo.
All right. So what would you expect then from listeners, our audience? What would you like them to do? Come down there in their droves. What is it going to cost them?
If they can come down and just support the water polo and maybe possibly even buy a bandana, then that's all we ask.
Okay, so that bandana is what, 25 rand?
25 rand,
and
for
that goes straight into the Sunflower Foundation.
Yes.
So, would there be a point in them coming down each day, or is it once over the weekend?
Saturday is the main day, which we are having the Sunflower Foundation Fund Day.
Yes. And all the staff from the schools, the coaching staff, everybody gets involved in supporting of this particular course.
Yes.
This Matthew Martins, who sadly passed away, was he a local or Joburgwe?
Yes, he was. He started in Parktown in grade 8.
Yeah.
And he couldn't finish his school year, obviously.
Yeah. How sad. Right, now Parktown Boys High has been hosting this for over a decade now. What do you look to the future? Are you going to keep on doing it as long as you possibly can?
Definitely. It's a great tournament to be involved with, and the amount of people that come down to watch it and the vibe there is just amazing. So I would definitely want to be part of it for the next few years.
Yeah. What about you, Zachary? Are you going to keep playing? Are you hooked on water polo?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to trying my best to keep playing for as long as possible.
Okay. So now, do the pupils who are playing now, like Zachary, will they be there? Are they generally there next year and the year after through their school? Or do you find a lot of people drop out?
It's an under 15 tournament, so every year it's a new set of boys that play.
Mm.
But normally the players do go up in the age groups and they do stay there. And then obviously if they're good enough, one day they play first team for Parktown.
Fantastic. Right, thanks for your time. So let me just give you the details about this particular tournament again. It takes place on this weekend.
Next weekend.
The Saturday, the 5th of March, is the Bandana Day, but the tournament is on Thursday, is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next weekend. Where would you get tickets for this, or would you just come down to Parktown Boys High?
You would just come down to Parktown Boys High.
Okay. From what time does it start and what time does it finish?
The first game started about 7:30. Last game started about 8:00.
7:30 a.m.
Yes, in the morning.
Okay. So it's on the whole day?
It's a full day set of fixtures.
Gosh, okay. Busy weekend for you guys.
Yes.
Thanks so much for your time. And I hope people come down there in their droves, because it's a really great charity to support. And the fact that Parktown Boys is one of the premier schools for water polo, I think says a lot for you guys as coaches and the school. So Colin Rex, the coach, and Zachary Nicol, under 15 player. Good luck, guys. I hope it goes brilliantly for you next weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Time.